Anchor presents the Groovy 1960s Counterculture Podcast by Fiona and Kenlin. Welcome to the Groovy 1960s Counterculture Podcast. My name is Fiona. Unfortunately, my partner Kenlin is sick and unable to record today, so I'll be recording her parts as well. Part 1. Background. Many social issues fueled the growth of the larger counterculture movement, such as a nonviolent movement in the U.S. seeking to resolve civil rights wrongdoings, especially those regarding racial segregation. The need to address minority rights of women, gay people, the handicapped, and many other neglected groups within the larger population came to the forefront as a growing number of young people escaped from the constraints of 1950s beliefs. The availability of birth control was a key foundation of the sexual revolution. The idea of recreational sex without the threat of pregnancy drastically changed the social order and permitted both women and men greater freedom in the choosing of sexual lifestyles outside the restrictions of marriage. Communes, collectives, and intentional communities gained popularity during this era. The emergence of an interest in spiritual consciousness, yoga, occult practices, and human potential helped to shift views on religion during the era. In 1957, 69% of U.S. residents said religion was increasing in influence. By the late 1960s, less than 20% still held that belief. The generation gap, or the observed split in perspective between the old and the young, was never greater than during the counterculture era. A large portion of the generational rift of the 1960s and early 70s was born of rapidly evolving fashion and hairstyle trends that were freely adopted by the young, but often misunderstood and mocked by the old. These included long hair on men, natural or afro hairstyles on black people, the wearing of revealing clothing by women in public, and the mainstreaming of the multicolored clothing of the short-lived hippie culture. Part 2. Movements. The Stonewall Riots were a series of unplanned, violent demonstrations against a police raid that took place in the early morning of June 28, 1969, at the Stonewall Inn, a gay bar in the Greenwich Village neighborhood of New York City. This is often referred to as the first instance in U.S. history when people in the gay community fought back against a government-sponsored system that harassed sexual minorities and became the defining event that marked the start of the gay rights movement in the United States and around the world. The role of women as full-time homemakers in modern society was challenged in 1963 when U.S. feminist Betty Friedan published The Feminine Mystique, giving power to the women's movement and influencing what many called second-wave feminism. Other activists, such as Gloria Steinem and Angela Davis, either organized, influenced, or educated many of a younger generation of women to uphold and expand feminist thought. Part 3. Culture and Lifestyles. The sexual revolution was a social movement that challenged traditional codes of behavior related to sexuality and personal relationships throughout the Western world from the 1960s to the 1980s. Sexual liberation included increased acceptance of sex outside of traditional marriage. Contraception and the pill, public nudity, and the normalization of premarital sex, homosexuality, and the legalization of abortion all followed. During the 1960s, a group of casual LSD users evolved and expanded into a subculture that celebrated the mystical and religious symbolism, often stirred by the drug's powerful effects, and advocated its use as a method of raising consciousness. The popularization of LSD outside of the medical world was sped up when individuals such as Ken Kesey participated in drug trials and liked what they saw. Tom Wolfe wrote a widely read account of these early days of LSD's entrance into the real world in his book The Electric Kool-Aid Acid Test, which detailed the cross-country acid-fueled voyage of Ken Kesey and the Merry Pranksters on the psychedelic bus Further, and the pranksters' later acid test LSD parties. San Francisco's flower children, also called hippies, adopted new styles of dress, experimented with psychedelic drugs, lived communally, and developed a vibrant music scene. When people returned home from the summer of love, these styles and behaviors spread quickly from San Francisco and Berkeley to many U.S. and Canadian cities and European capitals. Thank you for listening to the Groovy 1960s Counterculture Podcast.